You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
So we get this question a lot about biweekly or, you know, biweekly payments versus a normal payment.
Right.
You probably have heard this just as a consumer.
Yeah, definitely.
You've probably been in plenty of conversations about it.
Yes, I have. A lot of people, you know, just pay their mortgage once a month. But there are options out there, and we want to talk about them a little bit.
Right. So are those options worth it, and what are they? So you hear biweekly and you hear bimonthly, okay, as a term, and some people don't really know the difference. You want to explain the difference between those two?
Sure. Well, as we know, bi is the usually differently in such a plan. Like bimonthly means twice a month, not every 2 months, and biweekly means every other week.
Right. Bi, meaning two.
Right. So with a biweekly mortgage, you'd make payments every 2 weeks. With a bimonthly mortgage, you'd make payments twice a month, usually on the 1st or the 15th or the 15th and the 30th, however your loan is set up.
Right. So, you know, I guess the simple math of this, because some people are going to say, okay, why would you do that? And you know, the difference between biweekly and bimonthly, aren't there about 4 weeks in the month? So wouldn't those be the same thing? And, you know, the difference is no when we look at the math. And here's the benefit of it. And many of you listening may have already done the math on this, but we're going to review it anyway. So if you think about...
Well, we're also going to talk a little bit about self-managed, not only setting a mortgage payment up with your mortgage company, but how you can self-manage to save yourself money.
Right. So, if we think about the math on this,
right?
Okay, there aren't 4 weeks in the month. There are 4.33 weeks in the month. Okay, and if we think about it, if you're making bimonthly payments, so instead of 12 months of the year, you'd make 24 payments in the year.
Right. Okay,
if you're making biweekly payments,
you'd make 26.
So every 2 weeks, then that would be 26 payments.
Right.
Which would be the equivalent, you know, if you divide that by two, that's 13. To making one extra mortgage payment per year.
Right, which is really what I was taught when I was going through with all my parents' purchases and stuff. They always suggested, you know, one extra mortgage payment a year saves you a lot of money. I never knew what that a lot of money calculated until we took time to do this.
Right. Yeah, so let's use a real-life example. Somebody with a $250,000 loan on a 30-year loan, and let's say a 4.1% interest rate paid off biweekly will pay off the mortgage 4 years early.
Right.
The savings of almost $30,000 in interest.
Right.
$30,000 in interest is nothing to laugh at. That's a fairly significant amount of money. And, you know, paying off 4 years early is nice too.
Right, right. And then if you do a self-managed biweekly mortgage payment, it'll be 25 years and 11 months.
All right. So,
let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that because... Mm-hmm. Why would you do self-managed and what's the difference?
Right. Well, the bank managed, you're set in, you're locked in, and there's these little things called fees.
Right. Okay, so to get a biweekly payment plan, there are usually fees associated with
it.
So frequently there's a fee up front of, let's say, $150 is a fairly common one, and and there's just a one-time fee. Other companies, it's a monthly fee.
Right.
It can be up to $8, $10, $12 a month.
Right. Per transaction, a lot of times also, not just by month, but per transaction. So if you're making two payments, that's two fees a month. That's going towards that.
If people ask, why do they have fees associated with it? And if you think about it from the loan servicer standpoint, now they're having to deal with twice as many checks.
Correct. Right. Right. Exactly.
And trying to figure out how much to credit toward interest and how much to credit toward principal because it's not going on the normal monthly schedule.
Right.
So there is some extra cost associated with it with your loan servicer on why they charge those fees.
Right.
So what you're suggesting, Tammy, is a self-managed so that instead
That's
of paying
what I
those
would
fees,
suggest. Right.
You're just sending in your payments every 2 weeks.
Right. And you're saving yourself a year and 1 month even more than having a bank managed biweekly mortgage payment. So why not? Just get disciplined in getting it, you know, set up on auto pay or however you want to do it.
Right.
And just sending in the payment.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1, and we're talking about biweekly mortgage payments. So when we're talking about biweekly mortgage payments, there's a question of, is this a good idea? Because saving all that interest does sound like a good idea, but I'm going to just jump out there and say that it's not always a good idea. And here are the places that I think it's smart. Okay, if you get paid every 2 weeks on your job, then it may be a good idea because it's a natural economic cycle for your family. Mm-hmm. Okay, because you're getting paid every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
or even somebody that gets paid weekly. It also might go along with your payment cycle pretty well.
Right.
For somebody that gets paid bi-monthly, or like me, I get paid monthly, it doesn't really fit. It doesn't really help me. I'd rather just make an extra mortgage payment per year if that was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that's the way I want to pay my house off.
Right.
So, that's a case where, there is a benefit on this versus a shorter-term loan because you're not locked into it. You don't have to pay the extra money down if you don't want to.
To do the self-managed part. Right.
The self-managed, mm-hmm. you can go right back to what you were paying before and still pay it off over 30 years if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you have to think about what I'm going to call good, better, best. Okay, this is a good way to go because it does save you interest.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the best? Okay, so you're prepaying on your mortgage, and I've talked in the show many times about when is it wise to prepay on your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mortgage is usually the lowest interest rate debt that you have, and it's tax deductible. So if you're in the 25% tax bracket, you get the equivalent of a 25% discount on your interest rate. So if you had a 4% rate, 25% discount would mean it's more equivalent to a 3% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So when would you prepay money to avoid that 3% in interest? Well, you would only prepay it if you've already paid off all your other debt. Okay, so if you don't have car loans, if you don't have student loans, if you don't have credit card debt, if you don't have anything else like that, now think about starting to pay down on the mortgage.
Right.
Okay, and that's where that is a better solution, is to pay down other debt first at maybe a higher interest rate,
mm-hmm.
before you would do this.
I mean, your advice has always been to pay the highest interest rate item that you have down first.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you have to, because it's and then you have to think of everything in life as 100% borrowed. Okay, because even after everything else is paid down first, now you have to ask yourself, is this still the best use of my money because of arbitrage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and arbitrage, what that means is when you can borrow money at one rate and invest it at a higher rate, and you keep that difference.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Right.
And it's exactly what banks do every day. They borrow at the federal funds rate, loan it out at prime rate, and they keep that spread. But banks will never give you the advice to do what they do. It's just do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can borrow money at that net rate of 3% interest after your tax deduction, money might be better served to stick it in an investment that might earn you more money than what you're paying in interest.
Mm-hmm,
so if you can earn even, say, 6% in the market and your net rate's 3%, well, a 3% spread is pretty significant.
Right.
Okay, that will add up over time. So those are my kind of caveats to when this is a good idea and when it's not. I would never encourage somebody, a biweekly payment to pay your house off faster beats the heck out of going out and blowing the money.
That's true.
Which
good
is
point.
That's literally what probably 80% of people would do with the extra money. And the discipline of paying it down a little faster is probably good for them.
Well, just talking numbers here for a second, $250,000 loan over a 30-year period at a 4.1% rate would save you $30,000 in interest. So if you are a big picture person and you see that big picture and that sounds really good to you, you may want to take the disciplines to do it. Or like you said, maybe they should come and visit you to go over their budget.
Yeah, and that's where I think getting professional advice in that mm-hmm. area, have a proper debt strategy in place,
mm-hmm.
is important, because it may not be the best thing for you, but it might
but
be.
But it might be.
But get a good opinion on it. And if you want an opinion on your mortgage, on whether you think that's a good idea, whether you should prepay, whether it's a biweekly payment, or whether you should prepay anything, whether you should go to a shorter term.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to have somebody take a second look at how your debts are structured and give you ideas, reach out to me. Use me as a resource. Call me or text me, 314-472-3684. So it's 472-DOUG is going to make it easy to remember for you. Call me or text me. You also can visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So easy website to remember, smartwithyourmoney.com. Visit it. Sign up on there today for our regular postings. be sure and hit the like button on Facebook for us too, and you'll see regular updates with all of our blog posts. So if you're in that situation, definitely reach out and stick around, because we're going to be talking about escrow accounts coming up. Is it wise to escrow for taxes and insurance on your mortgage? You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.